约翰福音十七章二十到二十六节。我想我们弟兄来念双数节，姊妹念单数节，青少年可以用英文跟着一起念。
And let us have the brothers read the even verses, and the sisters read the odd verses, and the youth feel free to follow along and read in English.
约翰福音十七章二十节，弟兄请，我不但为这些人祈求，也为他们所听他们的话，信我的名。
使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差派我来。
Glory that you have given me, you have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差派我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
父啊，我在那里，愿你所赐给我的灵由我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的灵啊，因为创造世界以前，你已经爱我了。
公义的父啊，世人为何认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道他带我来。
我已将你的灵与他们。还要指信他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。好，圣经念到这里，我们提着主祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
因着你赐下的话语，我们知道什么是真正的合而为一。
And through this word given to us, we now know what true unity is.
求你保守我们的心怀意念，能够真正的在你的里面合而为一。
And would you watch over us, that over our thoughts, and that we might be able to be truly one?
使我们成为有盼望的人。
And we would be those who are marked by hope.
求你将你的话语向我们开启。
And would you open your word to us?
让我们在你的话语中得帮助。
And we might receive help from this word.
信心得以坚固。
Our faith would be established.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们看今天的经文有四次提到合二为一。
In today's passage, we see four times where it is mentioned that people are to be one.
因此，我今天的讲道题目就是合二为一。
And so this is why the topic for today's sermon is.Unity or being at one.
合二为一是主耶稣祷告的时候对他门徒们的要求。
And so we see that being one is one of the requirements in Jesus' prayer.
显然这是一件非常重要的事情。
And so we can see that this is certainly an important thing in this prayer.
在今天的基督教里，许多人也在那里呼吁要合二为一。
And certainly in Christ's church, we see many are calling for oneness.
甚至有人不仅仅认为基督教要合二为一，而且基督教要和别的宗教也要合二为一。
So much so that some think that Christianity should not only be one with itself, but to be one with other religions.
这些人的胸怀似乎比主耶稣还要大。
And so these people are supposedly even more merciful than Christ himself.
那这件事是完全不可能实现的。
But of course, it's something that cannot happen.
因为和别的宗教的合二为一是不讨上帝喜悦的事情。
Because to be united with other religions is something that God disapproves.
会使上帝的儿女基督徒堕落到参与偶像崇拜里面。
So much so that this will cause brothers and sisters in Christ to descend into idolatry.
所以他们所谈的合二为一、合一， 绝不是主耶稣在祷告中所要求他门徒的那种合一。
So such oneness or unity that is discussed in these contexts cannot be the one that Jesus mentions.
我希望在我们教会的弟兄姊妹不要被这种高大上的属灵的话所迷惑。
And so my prayer is that the brothers and sisters here would not be misled and misguided by such talk of oneness.
这种大话空话，只是他们只是为了显明自己属灵而已。
All this shows is that their empty words show their emptiness.
我们需要真正的明白主耶稣所说的合二为一是什么样的合二为一。
And so we need to understand what Jesus means when he speaks of unity.
只有当我们真正的明白了主耶稣所说的合二为一，我们就不会认出 不会被那些空话大话的人所欺骗。
Only when we understand what Jesus means by unity will we then no longer be misled or deceived by those speaking empty words.
那些说大话空话的人，他其实他们和主耶稣根本毫无关系。
And so these people who speak such empty and vain words, they actually have nothing to do with Jesus.
虽然今天有许多人在那里呼吁要合一
，So of course there are many who do claim to speak oneness and unity.
但是我们举眼看去，没有实际情况是没有一群人为了合一真正的走到一起的。
But of course, just by our own experience, we can see that no group has actually become united simply by seeking unity.
现在有个问题，这么多人在喊合一，为什么所有喊合一的人却没有真正的合一？
And so the question is, if so many people are calling for unity, why is it that they are not united?
是不是很奇怪？
Isn't that surprising?
都在喊合一，却没有真正的合一。
They all wish to be united, but they are not united.
他们没有能够真正的走向合一的根本原因是那些喊合一的人，他们的合一是要求别人合在他们的底下。
And this is because those who are crying for unity require others to submit to their version of their brand of unity.
哎，合一吧，来来来，你合到我底下，你归我管。
Hey, let us be united. Why don't you be united under me?
但是所有喊合一的人几乎没有一个人愿意合在别人底下的。
But those who claim, who call for unity, none of them, essentially none of them are willing to be united under someone else.
都希望别人合在他底下，他却不愿意合在别人底下。
They all wish to have others submit to them, but not themselves submit to others.
所以才出现今天这样的情况。
So this is why we have the situation that we have today.
喊合一的人许多许多，真正愿意谦卑的走在一起的人少又少。
So the many of call for unity, but very very few are actually humble enough to submit to another.
所以他们的合一是不可能实现的。
So this unity cannot happen.
所以说主耶稣所说的合一，绝不是他们所说的那种合一。
And so what Jesus means by unity has nothing to do with what they mean by unity.
他们的合一不过是为了扩展发展自己的势力范围。
And because their call for unity is all about extending their own grasp of power.
我要扩展自己的势力范围，我要就要借着耶稣的名望，耶稣的福音来做事。
Because I want to extend my territory and my reach of influence, so I have to use the gospel, use Jesus' name for my own ends.
借着耶稣所说的要合二为一来做我自己想要做什么事。
And so they use Jesus' call for unity to do what they themselves have always wanted to do themselves.
所以那些喊合一的人，其实他们和福音根本没关系。
So those who are calling for unity, they actually have nothing to do with the gospel.
是不是我把他们想得太坏了？
Am I painting them in too bad a light?
让我们往把他们往最好里的想。
Perhaps let us paint them in the best possible light.
他们的合一最好最最好也不过是宗教里的合一，绝不是福音里的合一。
And so even at the best, their unity can only reach to the unity of religious unity, and it has nothing to do with gospel unity.
他们的合一就是要办大教会，就是那种宗教性质的合一。
And so perhaps they want to start a big church, or they want to have people united in religion, but that's it.
所以说我们要借着今天的经文来明白主耶稣所说的合而为一是怎样的合一。
So we need to take a look at today's passage to see what Jesus means by unity.
主耶稣所说的合而为一是在福音里面的合而为一。
And so unity Christ speaks of, this is unity in the gospel.
当我们明白福音中的合而为一是怎么样的合一时，我们就能够辨别什么是真正的合一，什么是虚假的合一。
So we understand what unity is, what unity in the gospel is, then we can then discern between what is true unity and false unity.
如果我们仔细地阅读今天的经文，
So if we carefully read today's scripture passage,
我说仔细阅读就是你读它几遍。
And by carefully read, I mean read a couple times, a few times.
你就会知道明白了，主耶稣所说的合一是一个非常高层次的合一。
So we can see that if we read carefully, we'll see that this unity is so-called a high-level kind of unity.
可以说是最高层次的合二为一。
We can even say this is the unity of the highest level.
所以我在解读今天经文之前，我必须先与大家分享最基本的合二为一是什么。
And so before I go and explain this passage, I want to talk about what is the most basic kind of unity.
如果连基本的合一都不知道是什么，我谈今天经文主耶稣所说的那个最后的最高的合二为一，大家都会觉得高不可及，无法达到的。
And so if we can't even understand what basic unity is, then how will we even comprehend this unity of the highest and most ultimate?
没有最基本的合一，你就不可能达到主耶稣今天经文中所说的这样高的境界。
And so without attaining to the most basic level of unity, then it would be impossible just to reach what Christ calls for in terms of the ultimate kind of
unity.
And so the most basic unity is organizational unity.
组织形上的合一是外在的，是我们眼睛所能看见的。
So this unity is external, that which is visible.
如果我们眼睛所能看见的，这个组织上的合一，这种外在的合一都没有，我们在谈生命中的合一，就会变成了把那个合一就变成了海市蜃楼的幻想。And
so if we don't even have this level of external unity, then it will do no good for whatever other kind of unity.
所以说这种外在的合一可以引导我们走向内在的生命的更高层次的合一。And
so this external unity can actually help us attain toward a more inward and higher level of unity.
而我们真正做到生命中的合一的时候，它这个合一不仅会促进外在的合一，使外在的合一更加和谐，更加自然。
And so, of course, when we attain to this inner level of unity, then this would manifest itself externally, and this inward unity will actually help our outward unity be even more natural and more clear.
所以我先要和大家分享组织上组织形上的合一，组织形上的合一是一个什么样的特征特点。
And so, I want to take a look at what this external kind of organizational unity. What some of its features are.
不管是什么样的组织，哪怕你不是教会的组织，你只要是组织，组织上的合一的最大特点是每一个在组织内的个体都应该知道自己在这个组织内的位置。
And so in any organization, even those that are not churches, the most basic is that all members know what their place is in this organization.
你在这个组织里是成员，是小领导，是大领导，是带领者，还是跟随者？
In this group, then, are you a member? Are you a small leader? A large leader? Are you a visionary? Are you a follower?
当你知道你在这个组织中的位置的时候，你就要知道你所在的位置的权利和责任。
And so, when you know your place in the organization, then you know both its rights and its responsibilities.
位置不同，你的权利就不同，你的责任也相对的也不同。
A different place means a different rights and different responsibilities.
如果在组织内，每一个人都尽了自己所在位置的责任，同时也不越过自己在位置上的权利，那么这个组织就是合一的组织。
And if in an organization, each member does the duties that is required of such a position and does not seek to overstep the rights of such a place, then this organization can be considered united.
教会作为一个组织体，它要成为一个合一的教会，同样也要遵守权利和责任的这个原则。
And so a church as an organization must certainly follow these same principles of rights and responsibilities.
你不要在教会里说啊，我们教会是属灵的组织，所以说我们跟着圣灵带领。
And so we can't say, oh well, we're a spiritual organization, the church, and so you know, let us be free in the spirit.
这种空话不必要说，不要显明自己属灵，圣灵带领你，圣灵是有规矩的，圣灵是规规矩矩做事的圣灵。
And so let us not use these empty words and speak of the Spirit leading you, because the Spirit Himself does things in a good and orderly fashion.
我们看到圣经中所提到的圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝。
We see the God, the Trinitarian God in the Scriptures, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
三位一体的上帝在十字救恩的运作过程中，每一个位格都严格的遵守自己所在位置上的权利与责任。
And so we see even in the Trinity that all three persons exercises the duties proper to their place.
每一个位格都在自己的位置上尽了自己的责任，而从不越过自己的权利。
And so we see that they all accomplish their duties and responsibilities, and they do not seek to overstep.
我们在圣经中看到约翰福音五章十九节、三十节。
We see in John chapter 5,
七章的十七节、十八节。
We see elsewhere in John chapter 7,
八章的二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 28.
十二章的四十九节。
Chapter 12, 49.
十四章的十节。
14:10.
主耶稣一直在强调的是，他不是凭着自己的意思所行所做。
In all these places, Jesus says again and again that he is not doing these things on his own accord.
例如五章三十节，我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判。我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Verse 30 of chapter 5, Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
一个不随从自己意思行的人，一个知道自己的职分，知道自己的权利范围的人，首先他必须是个谦卑的人。
For someone to know what he must do and to not exceed his own rights and his position, such a person must be a humble person.
主耶稣在经文里说，我凭着自己不能做什么。
Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own.
但是我们从整本圣经启示来看，三位一体的上帝，他们是同职、同权、同荣的三个位格。
But we also see from the teaching of all of Scripture that the three persons are equal in power and status.
所以说主耶稣说，我凭着自己不能做什么，不是主耶稣没有能力做。
And so when Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own, this is not talking about a lack of ability.
我们看到这是主耶稣在限制自己，不随从自己的意思行。
And this is Jesus limiting himself so that he does not do things according to his own will.
主耶稣所要做的就是这段经文的最后一句话，只求那差我来者的意思。
Instead he does what the last clause says, that he seeks to do the will of him who sent me.
因为主耶稣愿意照着上帝的意思行，所以他凭着自己，他说他凭着自己不能做什么。
And so because he seeks to be constrained by God's will, he says, I cannot I can do nothing on my own.
不是他没有能力做，而是他限制自己。我要听从父上帝的意思。
It's not that he has the inability to do so, but rather he seeks to listen to and obey the will of the Father.
八章二十八节，所以耶稣说：“你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭自己做的。我说这话乃是照着父所教训我的。”
Verse 28 of chapter 8. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me."
主耶稣在这里说，他做的没有一件事是凭着自己的意思做的，他完全是规规矩矩按照父上帝的意思在行事为做事。
Here Jesus says that he does nothing on by his own authority, but he does everything in good and orderly fashion, just as his Father has commanded him.
十二章四十九节，因为我没有凭自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我的命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
Chapter 12, verse 49, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak."
所以我们看到主耶稣在世上的时候，他所有的行为，所有的言论，都是根据父上帝的旨意而行的。
So that we see that Jesus in his earthly ministry, all that he said or did, all this was in accord with God's will.
三位一体的上帝在整个救赎过程中，父上帝是设定救恩计划，子上帝耶稣做成了救恩，圣灵上帝将救恩具体的实施在每一个信徒身上。
We see that in the Trinity, the Father plans salvation, the Son accomplishes it, and the Spirit applies it to each person.
三位三一体的上帝，三个位格，他们完全照着所定的规矩将救恩实行出来。
And so we see in the Trinity that the three persons carry out the plan of salvation in accordance with what is good and orderly.
没有一个位格越过自己的位分。
And no person has overstepped his bounds.
所以说主耶稣所救赎的人都是父上帝在计划中所确定的人。
And so all that Jesus, the people that Jesus comes to salvation for, these are all those that the Father has given, has called.
所以主耶稣多次说，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名写明与他。差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却要叫他复活。
And so elsewhere in John we see that Jesus knows that he will not lose any one of his sheep because all of them are given to him from the Father.
主耶稣救赎了上帝所赐给他的人。在约翰福音十七章的九节经文里，主耶稣说：“我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求。”
In fact, we see this very same thing appear in chapter 17, verse 9, where Jesus says, "I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours."
所以说，主耶稣在祈求的时候，他都不越过自己的权力范围。
And so we see that even in Jesus' prayers and requests, he does not overstep his own bounds in his.
只为上帝赐给他的人祈求。
He prays only for those whom God has given to him.
因此，我们看到的是主耶稣非常清楚自己降世为人所肩负的责任。
And so we see that Jesus knows very clearly his duties and his objectives in his accomplishing salvation here on earth.
并且他为自己所担负的责任尽忠尽职。
And so then for the duty assigned to him, he does with his full heart.
主耶稣在约翰福音七章十八节说，人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
And in chapter 7, verse 18, Jesus says, "The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood."
因此我们就知道，在上帝福音的事情上，主耶稣所做的完全是按照父上帝的意思行的。
And so in the gospel, we see in terms of salvation that Jesus does all that which the Father has given him to do.
主耶稣如此做就是要荣耀父上帝。
And Jesus did all this for the glory of the Father.
我们同样看到圣灵的工作也是如此。
And so we see that the work of the Spirit is also thus.
约翰福音16章13-14节， 只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭着自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you.
在这些经文里清楚地告诉我们, 圣灵也不是凭着自己做事。
And so we see also clearly that the Holy Spirit also does not do things really of His own accord.
而是把他所听见的说出来。
Rather, He speaks that which He hears.
并且他是为了荣耀圣子而来。
And He does all this to bring glory to the Son.
所以看来圣父、圣子、圣灵三位格都是在既定的规矩中工作的。
And so we see that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they work in good and orderly fashion.
不约束所定的规矩，才能够保证组织的合一。
And they do not break their own rules. So, and following one's own rules, then the unity of the organization is protected.
我们看到三位一体的上帝非常完美的、和谐的把救恩实施出来。
So we see in the Trinity that that redemption is accomplished perfectly.
所以我们结论是说，每当一个组织中每一个人、每一个位格都知道自己的权利范围。 并且不越出自己权利的范围。
And so we see organizational unity requires that every member understands their place and they do not overstep their rights.
而尽上自己该尽的责任。
And they also then accomplish all that is required of them.
这就达到了组织形式上的合一。
And then this then will cause an organization to attain organizational unity.
圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝，他们在组织形式上的合一绝不会有问题。And
certainly, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they will have no issue in terms of organization.
因为就像你前面所说的，因为他已经完成了更高层次的生命里的合一。And
that is because they have attained the highest level of unity.
然而，我们现在谈如果。 有信徒组成的教会要在组织上的合一，就不是一件容易的事情。And
so if we were to talk about the higher unity for churches, then this is certainly much more difficult.
宗教改革产生了改革宗教会。And
so the Protestant Reformation has then brought about the Reformed churches.
我们都知道改革宗的神学思想是人是全然堕落。
And so we know from Reformed theology that that humans are that there is total depravity in humans.
所以说改革宗教会就会制定出一套严格的教会智慧章程。
And so this is why Reformed churches would seek to create a strict kind of a church order.
使每一个加入教会的人都在教会智慧章程的限制之下。
And so that all members of the church would be under the bound by the requirements of such a book of church order.
And so this
book of church order will constrain the passions and sins of such of all its members.
因此，教会要求所有落会的信徒都要按照章程的规条行。
And so this is why the book of church order requires all members to conform to the standards set forth in it.
每一个人都要顺服在章程之下。
And so all members ought to submit to this book of church order.
行使章程赋予个人的权利， 也要担负起章程要求我们担负的责任。
And so we see that the book of church order assigns for us all rights proper to us and also the responsibilities and duties required of us. And this can ensure that the church will remain united organizationally.
所以谈到合一就不是那种飘无虚渺的空头口号。
And so then such unity in the church will not be some vain and empty kind of wishful unity.
要谈合一，首先要确定大家都有一个共同认同的智慧章程。
And so to talk about unity that means something, there has to be a shared or common kind of church order.
并且都要能够顺服在这个章程之下。
And all must then submit to such an order.
唯有这样，教会在组织形式上才能够做到合一。
So only in doing so can a church then attain to this level of unity.
因此，为了保持教会的和睦和和谐的合一
，in order to protect the unity of the church，
每一个会员在做出决定的时候，也就是说，你有一个想做什么事，有一个行动的时候，或者说你想说什么话。对某些事发表意见的时候，我们都要思想，我有没有这样的权利。
And so this applies to whenever a member is thinking about something or wishes to say something or wishes to do something or to act out on something that they think ought to be done. Then each member would ask, "Do I have the authority to do so?"
你不要越过章程赋予你的权利。在那边说，在那边做。
And so you would not want to overstep the boundaries set forth in the Book of Church Order to do something or to say something.
有的弟兄姊妹或许说了，哎呀，我做是好事啊，为什么不让我做啊？
Perhaps certainly some brothers or sisters might say, well, what I'm doing is good. You know, why can't I do it?
我不否认你做的是好事。如果每个人都凭己意在那边做好事，整个教会就会大乱。
I'm not denying that it is a good thing. But if everyone does what they consider good in their own way, then this would lead to chaos and confusion in the church.
每个人都约出自己的权利在那里做，教会就没有规矩。
And if everyone seeks to do what is good, but of their own accord, then there will be no order in the church.
教会连最基本的组织形式上的合一都达到不了。
Then such a church would not be able to attain even this most basic level of organizational unity.
当然，我们也要思想自己在教会里的责任。
And so, of course, we ought to contemplate what our responsibilities are in this church.
如果你有这样的责任，我相信章程一定会与。赋予这样的权利。
And certainly if you have this actual responsibility, then certainly the Book of Church Order would authorize you, would give you that right to carry it out.
如果只给你责任，却不给你权利，这是完全是不合乎道理。
And so if a church order were to give you the responsibility, but not the right to carry it out, well, this would be illogical.
当你有这个责任的时候，上帝章程一定会赋予你执行这个责任的权利。
And so, if you have this responsibility, then certainly the Book of Church Order, such a Book of Church Order would authorize you, would give you that right.
责任和权利一定是相对的。
Rights and responsibilities are must be commensurate; they must match up.
但是，不是所有的权利都必须带有责任的。
But not all rights will necessarily.Come with the exact kind of responsibility.
有些权利你不一定带有责任，但是你的确有这个权利。
There may be something that you have a right to do, but you might not have the responsibility to do it.
关键的点，你有这个权利，但是你不要扩展自己的权利范围。
But if you have this right, you ought not to seek to expand your rights or to expand your reach.
在世上最容易发生的事就是无限的扩展自己的权利范围。
In this world, we see that a most common thing is to have someone seek to expand their own power and their influence.
人们对权力的渴望，所以说有一定的权力就不断的会把它无限的扩大。
humans are drawn to power, and so all those with a little bit of power will seek to expand that power. And this is something that happens around us all the time. In our families and other spheres, this will frequently happen. The only difference is that so often we don't really think.
And
so when you expand your rights, then you think, no, this is natural. You don't even think that you are doing anything wrong.
And
so often we talk about separation of church and state and how the church ought not to interfere with the affairs of the state ought not to interfere with the affairs of the church. And so often our governments, the state, they are not good at realizing that they do not have this right. The state frequently seeks to extend its influence into that of this church. And therefore interfere with religious liberty. And this is most obvious, in fact too obvious in China, that there's no need to give any examples.
但是教会是不是没有扩展自己权利的情况?
But then is the church then free from this expansion of its own rights? Quite often the church would also seek to extend its own power.
So
don't think, oh, we are victims of those who seek to extend their own power. And so, you know, we would never do such a thing. No, we will do this kind of thing as well. We see this in church leaders who they'll seek to extend their own power, and they'll even seek to control those outside of the church.
Are those
outside those whom the pastor can seek to exercise influence over? And we do have a right in one area in terms of reaching other people outside of the church, that is to evangelize, to preach the gospel.
除了向他传福音，在他身上没有任何的权利。
And apart from preaching the gospel, you do not have any other right as a leader in the church.
所以说，世人信主之前，我们教会的牧者对他是没有权利的。但是，世人信主以后。 仍然有一个问题，他愿不愿意加入你所带领的教会？如果他没有加入在你的教会底下，你对他仍然是没有权利的。And
so, someone who has not then believed in the gospel, such pastors do not have any right or power, authority over such a person. And even when he or she does believe, then the question is, are they willing to join the membership of the church? Which the pastor pastors, and if not, then they too are outside of your authority. Sister Zali has taken classes at Reform Seminary in Taiwan, and heard. Her thesis is on the subject of authority. And this is related to Kuiper's work on sphere sovereignty and how one ought not to extend one's sovereignty beyond one's own sphere.
这个概念说很容易，不要跨到别人的领域，但做的时候往往能够很 自觉不自觉的就跨到别人的领域去了。
And of course, this is easy to say to stick to your own sphere of influence of sovereignty, but this is much harder to do in practice. And in fact, it is so easy to then overstep one's own sphere of influence.
我们知道改革中教会特别强调的是一一对应的牧养关系。
And we see the Reformation talks about the importance of a one-on-one pastoral relation.
什么叫一一对应啊？
So what does such a pastoral relationship mean?
哪个教会呼召你做牧师，你就是哪个教会的牧师。你不要跨出你这个教会到别的教会去，以牧师之具在那边指手画脚。
And so what this means is that in this pastoral relation, you are called to one particular church, and that will be the church that you exercise authority over. You are not then called to another church to do all sorts of things in that other church.
你这个牧师的权利范围就是在呼召你的这个教会。
And so the sphere of authority for the pastor is limited to the church that has called such a pastor.
我现在是宣教牧师。
And so now I am a mission pastor, an evangelist.
同样，我不会认为我对所有的教会都有权利。我是宣教牧师啊。
An example is.As a mission pastor, I ought not to think that, well, as an evangelist, I have authority in all the churches.
我则去那些呼召我去帮助他们建立改革中教会的教会。
My authority is limited to only those churches who call me over to help them establish reformed churches.
我去一次，他们不呼召我，我就不会去第二次。
And if I go once and they do not call me to help, then I won't go a second time.
去第一次是介绍改革中教会的特性特点。
A first visit would be to talk about the particular aspects and features of a Reformed church.
他们认同了，觉得哦，这个这样的教会是最好的。他们觉得要走，那么他们如果他们只是觉得要走，却不说你来帮助我。我也不会再去的。他说觉得好要走，但是不知道怎么走，或者是你来帮助我，我再去。
And so if a church hears these special features of a Reformed church and they think, wow, this is good, but then if they don't ask me to help, then I won't help even in those cases. But if they say, oh, Pastor Hu, can you help us move toward becoming a Reformed church, then I will help.
我只对那些呼召我、认同我、需要我帮助的教会有权利。
So I only have authority over those churches who wish to call who call me for help, who want me to help them.
并且我会告诉他，根据章程，我权力的限度在哪里。当你们教会成立长老团以后，我在你们教会就再也没权力，是你们长老团带领你教会。
And so, in fact, I also tell them the limits of my own authority, where once such a church then establishes a session of elders leading them, then my authority over them comes to a close.
所以，对有权力的人特别要清楚自己知道自己的权力范围在哪里。
And so for those who do have authority, then it is of paramount significance to find out what one's limits are.
不要越出自己的范围
and do not overstep one's
也不要不去做你权力有可以做的事情
and also do not neglect those duties which your authority allows you to do
你权力可以做的事情你不去做就是你没有尽到责任
and so if there's something you have the right to do and you don't do then this means that you have not fulfilled your responsibilities
但国内有些牧者就不会认为他的权利是受限制的。
But of course, in China, there are some pastors who don't believe that they have limits in terms of their own authority.
对于世人他守不守安息日，我们教会的牧者根本没有权利过问的。
And for a non-believer, pastors don't have the right to see if non-believers observe the Sabbath.
保罗在哥林多前书中说，审判教外的人与我何干？教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗？是以外人有神审判他。
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians that he speaks about this and how the pastor does not have the authority to judge those on the outside, but God will judge them.
虽然所安息日是上帝对全人类的要求，但是上帝没有把这个权利给某一个具体的牧师。
And so, of course, God does require all mankind to observe the Sabbath. And nevertheless, this power, this authority, he does not grant to any specific church's pastor.
特别是教外的人，世人根本不归教会管。
Especially for non-believers, they are outside of the church, and therefore they are not to be controlled or limited by a church.
前面说了，教会对世人、对外教外的人只有一个权利，就是传福音。
As I said before, the only right that one has toward a non-believer is to evangelize, to preach.
你传完福音，他信主了，他愿意归在你所带领的教会底下，你那时候你可以教导、教训他遵守安息日。
And so when such a non-believer then believes the gospel and then seeks to become a member under that, under the church the pastor pastors, then in that context, then the pastor can teach him and exhort him to observe the Sabbath.
一个没有在福音里的人，一个没有得救的人，你跟他们谈安息日，是不是有点跨度太大了？
And if someone who is a non-believer who doesn't care about the gospel, if you tell them to observe the Sabbath, isn't this a little bit silly?
严格的说，我们信主的人，有的时候都守不了安息日啊。你却对一个没有信主的人，你说你要守安息日？
And so, if to speak frankly, even Christians have a hard time sometimes observing the Sabbath, and now you are expecting a non-believer to observe the Sabbath?
我们可以严严地教导教会的弟兄姊妹要守安息日，这是一个蒙福的渠道。
And we can strictly teach church members about the Sabbath observance and how this is a beautiful path of obedience and blessing.
如果你对一个没有得救的、不是信徒的人，谈守安息日，不是对牛弹琴吗？
But if you are if you are seeking to have someone who doesn't believe in the gospel observe the Sabbath, this is not pearls before swine.
现在教会有一个教导一个倾向，我觉得不是很好。
And there is this feature that keeps popping up in churches, which I don't think is very good.
就是教导基督徒应该受苦。基督徒应该受苦。
To say that Christians ought to suffer greatly.The teaching that Christians ought to suffer greatly.
外邦人逼迫基督徒，外邦人羞辱基督徒，外邦人谩骂基督徒。哎，牧师就会说了，哎，上帝让这样的使领到我们，是要炼尽我们的生命。
And so, when the Gentiles persecute and mistreat Christians, and then the pastor will say, "Oh, you know, this is God using this to help us."
我不否认这样使领到。基督徒，上帝要操练我们内在的生命，我不否认这一点。
I am not denying the helpfulness for our spiritual lives when we endure suffering.
但是我从来没听到另外一方面的教导。
But I never hear the converse of this.
上帝让外邦人礼拜天开饭店，上帝让外邦人礼拜天开公交车，上帝让外邦人礼拜天做事，就是为了服务基督徒。
And then the converse of this too, which I don't hear, is that God also allows Gentiles to work on Sundays and to open a lodging and to operate buses. This is all to serve Christians as well.
基督徒不是礼拜天要守安息日吗？你无法请客，无法破坏请客做大餐，你都违背了安息的。上帝就让外邦人开饭店，你可以到外邦人那里去吃饭。
And so, well, Christians can't break the Sabbath, and so, but this is where God allows the Gentiles to work and to serve Christians on the Sunday.
争取我们许多的劳作，可以让我们真正的安息在。 对上帝的敬拜当中。
And so God has done all these things so that we can focus on observing the Sabbath and resting in God.
我为什么要教导基督徒受苦是应该的？基督徒享受上帝为我们所创造的，却变成了不应该。
And so it would be wrong to say that yes, God wants us to suffer, but then to deny that God also provides for us.
当然，牧者他不会傻到这个程度。他说，去关心外邦人是不是走安息日。他到最后他还是向内，他知道他自己。没法去限制外邦人，不让你开饭店，我把你饭店停了。但是他限制基督徒到饭店去吃饭。
And so the pastor, of course, we know the pastor isn't so foolish as to go and prevent Gentiles, non-believers from operating their restaurants on Sundays, but because he knows this is inward, and nevertheless he might. Forbid Christians to go on Sunday to eat out on Sundays.
很坏的理论，说基督徒到饭店吃饭是支持他不守安息日。
And so this is a weird concept that Christians would go out to restaurants and this will cause a Gentile not to observe the Sabbath.
你去不去吃饭，他饭店是开着的。你坐不坐公车，公车一定在路上跑的。
Whether you go or not, the restaurant will be open. Whether you use the bus or not, the bus will continue to operate.
难道上帝不能叫这些外邦人服务于基督徒吗？
Is this too hard for God to have these Gentiles serve Christians?
他们得罪了上帝是他们自己的领受。我们要在上帝所设定的东西里面，我们可以受到该受的服务。
And so, when they break God's Sabbath, then that is between them and God. But for us, we must do what we ought to do, and we can enjoy the services that they provide.
我们不要把自己的权利扩展出去。
So we ought not then to extend our authority.
他守不守安息日，他自己要向上帝交账的，不是我们可以做什么事可以使他受苦安息的，或者不受安息的。
And so, whether or not such a non-believer observes the Sabbath, that's between him and God. But this is not something that we can do or not do that will impact their observing the Sabbath.
结果是为了让外邦人能够守安息日，结果是捆绑了自己的弟兄姊妹。你不能去饭店吃饭。
And in trying then to get non-believers to observe the Sabbath, they actually end up binding the consciences of their own brothers and sisters and forbidding them from, for example, eating out on Sunday.
弟兄姊妹受到约束，这个约束不是真理中的约束，而是约束了弟兄姊妹的良心。
And so this is a binding of the conscience. This is not a limitation set forth in Scripture, but this is something that actually binds their own conscience.
真理一定是让人得自由。
We know that truth does lead to liberty. It sets one free.
越过真理的范畴，就使人得不到自由。
And so when one oversteps one's bounds in the truth, then this will constrain or bind the consciences of others.
现在我要分享关于生命中合一合二为一。
And now let me discuss this highest level of unity.
我们看今天的经文中有关生命中合一的部分。
And so let us take a look at all the places that oneness or unity shows up in our passage today.
生命中合二为一。
Unity of the highest.
21节，使他们都合二为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面。
Verse 21, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us.
22节，你所赐给我的荣耀，我也赐给他们，使他们合二为一，像我们合二为一。
Verse 22, the glory that you have given me, I have given to them that they may be one, even as we are one.
23节, 我在他们里面, 你在我里面, 使他们完完全全的合为一。
I in them and you and me, that they may become perfectly one.
这里两次提到耶稣在父上帝里面, 父上帝也在耶稣基督里面。
And twice it is mentioned that Jesus, that the Father is in Jesus and Jesus is in the Father.
不只是圣经不只是在这里谈到他主耶稣与上帝彼此之间的合而为一实实在在的融合。
And so this is not, of course, these aren't the only times that we see Jesus and the Father's perfect unity.
在十七章之前，约翰福音的十四章十节、十一节、二十节，主耶稣三次提到我在父里面，父在我里面。
And we also see it is mentioned three times in chapter 14, verses 10, 11, and 20.
所以我们看到，真正的生命中的合而为一，就是彼此在能够在对方里面。
So we see that this kind of the highest kind of unity is to be in one another, for one to be in the other, and the other to be in one.
当然，彼此在对方里面。 我不是指物质性质的, 我能在你的里面, 这是不可能的。
Of course, I am not thinking materially of my physical being being in you or whatever. This is impossible.
而是指的具有相同的生命说的。
But rather, this is a united kind of life, a life together.
只有两个具有完全相同生命的人, 他们才能够可以不分彼此在彼此里面。
And so only with this shared kind of life in common can these two people then be truly united and be almost indistinguishable one in the other.
甚至他们是同质、同权、同荣，他们是完全相同的两位的。
Of course, the Father and the Son, they are two persons, but the same in power and glory.
因此他们彼此能够在对方里面而达成真正的合而为一。
And so of course, they are perfectly united.
对我们的人来说，这却是一件非常困难的事情。
But of course, for humans, this would be a much hard. This is a much harder thing.
基督徒虽然借着耶稣基督的宝血有了上帝儿女的身份。
And so Christians, by the blood of Jesus Christ, have the rights to be called children of God.
然后我们必须承认，在我们里面仍旧有亚当的旧生命。
But we also see that we have this new life in Christ, we also have the old life in Adam.
所以许多时候在成圣路上，我们或许我们更多的时候显明的是旧的生命。
And so in our own spiritual walk, in our own pilgrimage, we see that so often the old man still reveals itself.
当彰显了旧生命的一群基督徒在一起的时候，合二为一就显得更加困难了。
And so when a bunch of Christians who frequently display the old man in Adam, then this makes unity much harder.
我经常会提到有关生命的问题，我们也经常在基督教里面听到有关生命的事。So
of course, we know how in our spiritual walk that there are many problems that arise. We hear about this.
其实从信仰层面来谈，生命这个词就是很空洞的一个词。
From the perspective of faith, we see that perhaps this term life, it can be very empty sometimes. Because every living person can say they have life. But to say that it is life, it doesn't determine if this is the old life or the new life.
所以我们要给新生命一个确定的内容。So
when we talk about new life, we have to fill it with specific content.
不然是无法做出分辨的。Or
else it would be impossible to discern whether it's new or old.
作为基督徒，没有一个人会承认自己仍旧在亚当的旧生命里面。
As a Christian, no one would wish to admit that they are still living the life in the old life in Adam.
所以虽然看不到合一的迹象，然而都会指责对方没有基督的新生命。
But of course, that even though they themselves are still living in the old life, they will not see themselves as the problem, but will point to others as not having the new life in Christ. Well, then, in what way can we discern whether the life in us is the new life we have in Christ? And so the Reformation, whether for the church or for the person, this is all good. There ought to be a clear confession of faith, a clear standards in our own lives. And so when we have a faith that we can confess outwardly, and then when we can cease to live according to such a confession,
这样, 如果有相同的信仰告白, 就可以说我们是一个有相同生命的全体。
And then and in these places, when people have this shared confession of faith, then we can say that we have similar confession of faith, and we can be an organization with similar commitments.
这个群体就是生命中合一的群体。
And so then this is the community of faith.
是一个生命的共同体。
And so this is a community that can have a shared life.
这样看来, 如果没有一个相同的信仰告白, 特别重要的是, 根基性的真理上有不同之处的, 就根本谈不上生命层面的合一。
When there are differences, different confessions of faith where they're not united, then it'll be hard to have any sort of unity that has no unity in terms of this no shared confession of faith.
其实信仰告白非常重要。
And so we see a confession of faith is so important.
如果我们真的以自己的信仰告白生活的话, 你就会看到, 不同的信仰告白, 他们的生活态度, 生活取向, 完全是不同的。
And so when you have your own confession of faith and you live by it, then you will see that those who live by another confession of faith, that true differences will arise in terms of living.
我们改革宗教会认清的是Westminster信仰准则。
And so the confession of faith that is held by Reformed churches would be the Westminster standards.
我们改革宗教会的信徒也应该是承认Westminster信仰准则的基督徒。
And so this is why Reformed Christians ought then to observe the confession of faith that is the Westminster standards.
那么改革宗就是在Westminster信仰准则上的生命合一。
And so then the unity for Reformed churches is that based around the Westminster standards and confession of faith.
我们查考2000年以来的教会历史。
In looking at 2000 years of church history,
如果你查考结果，我们可以说 Westminster的信仰准则是2000年来众圣徒延续下来的信仰准则。
And by looking at the church history of 2000 years, we can see that Westminster standards is in conformity and unity and continuity with what the church has believed throughout the ages.
加尔文、路德、慈用里所有宗教改教家，他们都持守了这个信仰准则。
Calvin, Luther, Zwingli, they all follow this kind of confession of faith.
第四世纪的奥古斯丁同样持守了这样的信仰准则。
And even the 4th century Augustine, he observed this kind of confession of faith.
第二世纪早期教父伊格纳丢、艾伦纽他们也是持守了这样的信仰准则。
And so we have others in the first century, first and second century, like Ignatius and others. They too have followed this kind of confession of faith.
外邦人的使徒，我们从他的书信中看到，他传讲的就是这样的信仰准则的。
And so we can see that all of these, that they live out this similar confession of faith.
并且保罗认定他的信仰准则是从上帝那里直接领受的。
And so we can say that what Paul then gives in terms of his confession of faith, this comes from God himself.
因此我们看四福音书，看整本圣经，主耶稣所宣讲的就是这种信仰告白的福音。
And so we see that the gospel presented in the four gospels, that gospel is in accord with such a confession of faith.
今天的信徒在上帝启示的圣经中，完全能够看到 Westminster 的信仰准则。
So those who are pious and godly, they can see from the Bible that this is that all of this is in keeping with the Confession of Faith, the Westminster Confession of Faith.
这个信仰准则就是历史历代敬虔的众信徒从圣经中归纳出来的信仰范本。
And so such a confession of faith is one that is some that is organized and summarized what saints from throughout the ages see as a good summary of what Scripture teaches.
当我们知道我们的信仰是与历史历代众圣徒的信仰是一样的。
And so when we see that our faith, our confession of faith is in accord, is the same as that which the saints throughout all the ages have seen from Scripture.
所以就合二为一，从生命层面来说，我们认信信仰准则的人是与历史历代圣徒是合二为一的。
And so then we who are then united around the Westminster Confession of Faith, we can say that we are in truth united with all saints throughout the ages who have followed such a similar Confession of Faith.
我们千万不要小看这生命层面中的合一。
So let us not underestimate the importance of such a unity.
它太重要了。This
is much too important.
就如今天的经文21节说，它使他们都合二为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。21节。
And so this is why it says in verse 21 that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us.
23节，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
Verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one.
只有在生命层面中的合而为一，才会有我们在耶稣基督里面的事情发生。
Only when there is that inward unity from that inward unity can a lot of what ought to happen.
如果我们不具有相同的生命，两个不同的生命是不可能彼此在对方里面的。Then
if there are two separate lives, and if there's no inward unity, then there's no way that one can be in the other, and the other in the one.
我相信天国是一个超大的生命合一的生命共同体。And
I believe that the kingdom of God will be this vast community of those who are inwardly united.
In
the kingdom of heaven, there will be none who are not unified inwardly.
所以具有改革中信仰准则的人，这是我们进入天国的最大把握。
And so especially for those with this reformed confession of faith, we can have this assurance for ourselves.
因为历代众圣徒在天国里的人都持守这样的信仰准则。
Because all the saints of all of the church in ages past, they all follow and subscribe to such a confession of faith.
我们为什么有最大的把握？因为天国里的人，因为我们与天国里在天国里的人生命是合二为一的。
And so we have this great assurance because all those who are in the kingdom of heaven, we have this inward unity with them.
所以有没有一个正确的信仰告白是一件非常重要的事情。
So whether or not one has a correct confession of faith, this is of utmost importance.
当然，能不能按照正确的信仰告白生活，那是一件更重要的事情。
Of course, then even more importantly is, can one then live by such a confession of faith?
正确的信仰可以成就主耶稣祷告中的福分。
And so those who follow this confession of faith, then they can have this unity that Jesus prays about.
第24节经文,
Verse 24.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人同我在那里。
Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am.
我们想主耶稣这句话, 成为我们的现实吗？
Do we want Jesus' desire to be our reality?
我们就要践行主耶稣所宣讲的福音。
Then we must live out and obey this gospel which Jesus
spoke. 持守历代圣徒所持守的信仰告白。
And where we that observe the very confession of faith that the saints in the church in ages past have observed.
这就是真正基督徒的福祉。
And then this is the privilege of true Christians.
我们要清楚地知道主的形象上合一可以操练我们在世上的生命。
And again, this is the support for Christians, and this will help us to be trained up and equipped in our lives.
然而在生命中的合一才能够真正地引领我们进入天国。
So that such a inward unity can help us to attain to the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us your holy word.
让我们认认真真的对待自己的信仰。
And help us to be serious about our faith.
让我们所信的就是主耶稣所传的福音。
And let us believe the very gospel that Jesus himself proclaimed.
让我们所持守的就是。历史历代众圣徒所持守的信仰告白。
And may the confession of faith that we observe be the one that the saints of ages past have observed.
唯有这样的信仰对我们有真正的益处。
And only with such a faith will this be of any benefit to us.
是能力让我们能够持守这样的信仰。
And strengthen us that we might continue to observe this faith.
可以引领我们进到天国里。
That we might be led toward the kingdom of heaven.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.